What's going on, everybody? Secret to Flight. We're going to be a quick one this week, but it's going to be quick and I feel like hard hitting. Something I've been reflecting on over the past week is this thought, and it's don't underestimate the amount that the world will yield to you if you're authentic to yourself and are going down the path you should be. Don't underestimate how much the world will yield to you if you have your vision and start executing down that path. It is so difficult not to start something new. There's a couple of different reasons that starting something new is difficult. First is just self-doubt, right? And seeing everything else out in the world. I remember when I was first going down the road of getting into real estate in general, I was, you know, going to kind of meetup groups up in Massachusetts. And when I moved down to Florida in 2013, I'd start with Jack's Rea, and it seemed like, you know, there were tons of people in these real estate groups that had the same exact goals as me, right? So I'm like, man, I had this scarcity mentality of, you know, it's not going to be enough in it for me, right? And there were already very established people in Jacksonville and Massachusetts doing what I wanted to do. But all of that is just a facade, right? If you have clarity on where you want to go, if you have clarity of vision, the world will make a path for you. It's not always the path that you think it's going to be. So it is important that once you create that vision, to be flexible with exactly how you're going to get there. You know, I think of it kind of like a river of almost taking the path of least resistance, to where there's going to be some roadblocks you're going to have to go around. But ultimately, if you have grit and you are being authentic for yourselves and yourself, and you're doing things for the right reason, the world will yield to your will. I've seen it happen over and over again. So having that confidence, getting over that negative self-talk, and just hammering through and having that blind, unwavering faith of success becomes very, very powerful, right? And there's a book called The Magic of Thinking Big, and it talks about how all the, you know, smaller, more conservative goals, there's actually more competition for them than there is the big goals, right? There's more competition for, you know, I'm just going to own a couple rentals than people that want to own 2,500, right? And these things that seem impossible start to happen when you take the steps day after day and you force progress. So never underestimate any sort of goal you have or any vision you have. The path can be intimidating, but things start to line up and serendipitous things start to happen, and you start to meet the right people when you go down these roads. That's my message for this week. As far as flight, just another flight and glide, another fantastic week last week, steady progress. I feel like we've entered, you know, we've been in business since June. So we're entering our fourth quarter, being a company, coming up for Q2 this year. And we're starting to enter grind mode, which is very exciting for me. I think, you know, the leadership team we used to have at Yellowbird and our team here, we are a grinding type group. So we're still solving issues and problems every week. And every single week we get better. Every single week we get better. Every quarter we get better because we take that time to plan it. So, you know, this vision of where we're going, just every single day, it becomes more inevitable and it's very, very exciting. So, it's exciting to enter a time where there's, to be honest, less big decisions we need to make and more grinding. Grinding is the time, the very unsexy time that, you know, nobody really sees, nobody really cares about, no one understands quite how unsexy the grind is. But the grind is the stuff when no one's looking that makes you one day an overnight success. Be like, how the fuck did they get there? So it's exciting for me to enter this grind stage. I think I'm going to call the quarter that. think Q2 this year is going to be our grind quarter. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'd love to see you in M3 in a couple weeks, and we'll talk to you soon.